Hello, and welcome to Can't Make This Shit Up. I'm Cassie, a true crime enthusiast.
And I'm Mark, her dad, a true crime professional, currently a traffic homicide detective in South Florida.
And we hope you guys enjoy. All right, so last we left off, Dahlia DiPolito got her ass arrested because she got caught trying to hire a hitman to kill her husband, Mike.
Because she's a crazy biatch.
She's a maniac.
On the floor.
So, when Dahlia gets to court, her and her legal team present the most insane defense I've probably ever heard.
This is going to be good. I forget. I remember that it happened and it was like a circus, but...
In his opening statement, Dahlia's attorney claimed that Dahlia's actions were, quote, a stunt. It was a hoax, a ruse, a plan that Mike DiPolito hoped to capture the attention of someone in reality TV. So Dahlia claimed that she'd been acting in the tapes the police had captured, and that the plot had been thought up by Mike himself in hopes that the story would go viral, and that they would eventually end up with their own reality TV show.
Bullshit.
Elizabeth Parker, the state prosecutor, explained, quote, "My biggest concern, the evidence seemed to be overwhelming, but you have Mike, who's got a shady past. I knew the defense would make him out to be a con man. He was a likable character. I knew that I just needed to get him on the stand long enough to have the jury like him, too." And she was successful. On the stand, Mike took full responsibility for his former actions, saying, quote, "I'm a convicted felon. You know, I go to probation every month and report. I hold my head up as high as I can." As hot attorney Matt explains, quote, on cross-examination, Dahlia DiPolito's lawyer keeps asking him and keeps repeating the word probation. Mike DiPolito bites back and makes the entire courtroom laugh. Mike looks directly at Dahlia's lawyer and states, quote, "You're like a parrot." And Dahlia's lawyer, responds, "A parrot? What does that mean? I've been called a lot of things, but never a parrot." And Mike replies, mimicking the attorney, "Yeah, were you on probation? Was that when you were on probation? Did you do that on probation? Were you on probation? You know what I'm talking about? I'm just having fun with you. Come on, I'm with you." Dahlia's attorney then asks, "Is this fun to you, Mr. DiPolito?" And Mike replies, "This sucks. It's ridiculous. We're not here because of me. You might as well put me up next. I mean, what are we doing here?"
Wow.
Yeah, he let her attorney have it.
God bless. Next,
the prosecution called one of Dahlia's ex-boyfriends to the stand, a man who, coincidentally, is also named Mike, but this time, Mike Stanley. So I guess she liked her Mikes.
Okay, well.
He testified in the days leading up to the crime, Dahlia had spoken to him about planting drugs in her husband's vehicle. So not only is she hitting on this Muhammad guy, she's also hitting on Mike number two while she's still married to Mike number one.
And getting him to help set him up to get arrested and whatnot. So it's not just one person she's soliciting or trying to screw over her husband.
She's using her feminine wiles to try and get what she wants.
The vagine.
So the prosecution showed jurors tons of text messages between the two. Here is what some of the messages stated. It's pretty good. Dahlia says, quote, "We need to figure out how to wire that money out of his account or get the treasury to freeze it, because if he has nothing left, he has no power." Mike Stanley responds, quote, "Missing a probation appointment and drugs in his car, that's him." Dahlia responds, quote, "We need to strategize the drugs. Baby, we need to make this happen with his arrest by the weekend. I need to be with you. Hate being away from you. He has some here at the house, too, but I want to put X pills and coke in the car and Xanax." Mike Stanley answers, "What if you know somebody who wants to buy juice and he can make a lot, get caught?" Then Detective Moreno, they actually had him read portions of their sexual text messages to the jury, which is uncomfortable to listen to.
Between her and Mike Stanley.
Yeah, and they're it's like they're sexting.
Oh.
So it included, I'm not going to read all of them because it gets very dirty, very X-rated, but it includes Dahlia saying, quote, "Do you want my hot, tight body all over you?" and also, quote, love you so much, I'm so horny for you, and, quote, baby, I love you, and I want to fuck you. So she's saying all this to him while she's trying to plan her husband's arrest.
Wow. And this was all an act to get a reality show.
Well, according to her, yes. Correct. Yeah, okay, yes, sure.
Right.
Of the text, Detective Moreno said, quote, some of the stuff was kind of cheesy. I mean, I had to read it up on the stand. It was not my best moment.
That is goddamn embarrassing. Like,
poor Detective Moreno's like, really? You're going to make me do this? So, like I said, I won't read any more of them because ew. But basically, in these messages, Dahlia is assuring Mike Stanley that once
might increase our ratings.
Well, we might get we might get the wrong audience.
More listeners.
The wrong type. I already get some bad shit in my DMs occasionally.
Do you really?
Yeah, remember that one guy who sent me? Yeah. I forget what he said now, but he said something gross to me, and I was like, get out of my DMs.
Yes, I remember the one, but I didn't know you had multiple.
Oh, he—that's what he was telling. He was telling me he'd be my sugar daddy. Remember?
Yeah, I do remember.
I'm not interested in a sugar daddy, so everybody knows. I'm perfectly happy with my husband being my one and only sugar daddy. So thank you, Dahlia. In these messages, Dahlia is assuring Mike Stanley that once he helps her get Mike DiPolito out of the way, she'll get back together with him, and she assures him that she'll move him into Mike's condo. And they will live off of the money she's stolen from him. However, Dahlia claimed that her husband was lying about the money, and her attorney told jurors that the only reason he'd given that money over to Dahlia and signed his house over to her name was to hide it from the courts because he was fearful that it may get taken due to how much he owed in restitution.
Okay, that's not how that works, but all right.
But, given the sexual nature of these messages, Elizabeth Parker argued that, quote, greed was the very basic core of why Dahlia did this.
100%.
Dahlia's attorney claimed that Dahlia had been well aware that she was being recorded and that she believed she was just acting and would eventually become a reality star if her acting was up to par. And to prove this, he presented evidence that in the days leading up to the crime, Dahlia had searched reality shows on her computer. She visited one site in particular that was called WelcomeToRealityTVCasting.com. So she was looking up reality stuff. But that doesn't necessarily mean that she wasn't trying to kill her husband.
No, yeah, it doesn't at all.
However, during all of the undercover footage of Dahlia, and also during her questioning by police, Dahlia never once mentions her actions being part of a reality show plot. Additionally, Mike DiPolito completely denied that the couple had ever discussed being on a reality show. And if that had been the plan, then why would he deny this and allow his alleged future reality show co-star to go to jail?
Right. It's one thing if you not hire, but if you have somebody as an actor playing the hitman and you're going to record this shit yourself. But this is Cops. This is Fox Network. Like, this is a show that's been on for since I was fucking, I don't know, it's like one of the longest running TV shows.
Well, and you're going to say... She's alleging that Muhammad and her husband were in on this. So what, they just decided we're going to not tell them that we were doing a reality? Like, what would be their interest to get you in jail? Like, they don't gain anything from that.
That and Muhammad's going to go to the police and make this elaborate story to...
If you wanted to do that, you would literally film it yourself and put it on YouTube. You don't need to get the police involved.
Yeah, there's a law called false reporting. Basically, you can be arrested if you make a false report to the police and it's like unfounded and you do it like intentionally to, you know, hurt somebody or something like that.
Or get attention or...
Right. So what do you think? You're going to walk into the police station, do this, and there's no consequences for anybody involved? Like, come on.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Right. And the fact that the cameras that they supposedly had this big plan for turned out to be Fox... Cops, fucking TV, that go all over the country with law enforcement, not with civilians. They're specifically trained and do their story for police. Bullshit.
So, during the trial, Elizabeth Parker asked Mike on the stand, quote, did you ever have any aspirations to be on a reality TV show? And Mike answered, no. He kept it short and sweet on that one. He was like, nah. Elizabeth Parker then asked, quote, did you ever act out any scenarios with the defendant for a reality show? Mike replied, no. Of the defense's claims, Mike told 2020, quote, "It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I couldn't believe they made something up like that. I don't know what reality show a 40-year-old man and a convicted felon would be on."
Doesn't make any fucking sense whatsoever. No.
Despite some back and forth with her attorney, Dahlia ultimately decided not to take the stand in her own defense. She explained, quote, "It was a daily, yes, you're going to testify, no, you're not going to testify." However, when asked if she wanted to testify, she confirmed, quote, "Yes, I did." So she wanted to testify, but her attorney was like, nah.
Yeah, because in her mind, she felt she could have talked her way out of it. She could have convinced the jurors that, you know, she wasn't lying. And
right.
You know, because those fucking crazy people like that, they...
Yeah, they think they can do anything.
Right. They think their reality is true, and it's fucking not.
When both the defense and prosecution rested, they began giving their closing arguments to the jury. Elizabeth Parker's closing statements began with, quote, "She's like a poison candy, attractive on the outside, but deadly on the inside." I was like, ooh. I was like, sick burn, Elizabeth Parker.
Perfect. That's a perfect fucking analogy for what she is. That's a perfect description.
Elizabeth recalled, quote, "I was confident in the case that I had presented, but I was truly concerned that it was such a bizarre defense." Dahlia DiPolito was facing up to 30 years in prison, and now it was up to the jury to decide her fate. Dahlia recalled what it was like waiting for the verdict, saying, quote, "It's nerve-wracking. It's just really stressful, really tense." Yeah, no shit, Dahlia.
Yeah, because you're about to go to jail for a long, long time.
The jury took only 3 hours to deliberate.
Oh.
And they ultimately found Dahlia guilty of solicitation to commit first-degree murder. Once the verdict was read, Dahlia was strangely shocked. She recalled, quote, "It wasn't at all what I expected to hear. I never had the impression or the understanding from my attorney that losing was a possibility. Everything was always, you know what? We got this." So she was under the impression that she was just going to get away with it.
Once again, the delusion in her own brain. But it reminds me a lot of which I didn't watch, the Johnny Depp trial that went on, you know. And like just the parts that I did see and what your mom told me about it, because she did watch it from time to time, is like Amber Heard truly believed the shit that she was saying, like
the and lies I think that
she made. And
Dahlia DiPolito's the same way. Like I think she's used her feminine wiles to get out of things throughout so much of her life that I think it was unfathomable to her that she wasn't going to be able to do that.
Right. Like in her own reality of. Or whatever her thought process or brain is, like, she's like, this is not happening. This is, you know, I don't know. Fucking crazy. That's all I can say. It's just crazy.
The story doesn't end here.
Okay.
One juror, Lynn Niffen, told 2020 following the case, quote, "We all just said, well, she's guilty. It was just kind of unanimous. And she said, I'm 5,000% sure. That's what did it for me." Another juror, Chad Milton, explained, quote, "The defense didn't present anything that really represented that this was for a reality TV show."
Yeah, just because you say it doesn't make it true.
Yeah, like they showed no evidence of it because there is no evidence besides her searching reality shows.
Right,
because
they didn't have, like I said, they didn't have their own camera people. They didn't hire like an actor to be the hitman. Like, you know, this is...
Following the jury's decision, at sentencing, the judge was not having any of Dahlia's bullshit. And told her and the court, quote, "There is absolutely no moral justification for your conduct. It was pure evil. I'm sentencing you to 20 years in the Department of Corrections." So she got 20 years in prison. The max she could have got was 30.
Okay.
But I still think that's pretty good.
No, yeah, it's a good sentence. I mean,
considering.
Luckily, the guy didn't get carried out and he wasn't murdered, you know. But she's right where she belongs.
Following the sentencing, Mike DiPolito recalled, quote, "I just looked at her in the courtroom and I said, man, this is sad." After leaving the courtroom, he told one news reporter, quote, "I love this," he said, quote, "I wish we were never here. And as far as the sentence, I'm 5,000% sure I'm happy with it."
Burn!
I was like, good for you, Mike.
Boom goes the dynamite.
However, this case did not end with the jury's decision. In 2014, Dahlia filed an appeal. Dahlia's lawyers argued that during her trial, there was an issue with how the jury was selected. And after spending only 3 years in prison, the appeals court agreed and threw out Dahlia's conviction.
What?
Dahlia DiPolito was granted a brand new trial, and she was free to leave prison and was on house arrest until the new trial began.
Oh boy.
A year later, in 2015, Dahlia returned to court, this time with two brand new high-profile defense attorneys, Mark Eiglarsh and Brian Claypool. And in a television interview, Brian Claypool claimed, quote, "I am 5,000% sure that Dahlia DiPolito is innocent."
Oh, God. All right.
Like, okay, Brian.
That's why they're high profile.
It was during this time that her attorneys recommended that Dahlia go public with her story, and that is when she participated in a televised interview with 2020. It was clear that Dahlia and her attorneys were trying to repair Dahlia's broken public image. However, although Dahlia was speaking publicly, her lawyers instructed her not to discuss certain aspects of her case, including the incriminating police videotapes of her discussing and attempting to hire a hitman. So, of course, they didn't let her talk about those.
A.K.A. the evidence.
Yeah, literally the evidence. According to Brian Claypool, Dahlia, her ex Mike, and the guy Muhammad, who turned her in, were all a part of this collaboration to put together a YouTube video. He said, quote, "They wanted to submit that, post it on YouTube, to try and get acting parts. That was the plan. It just got out of control."
Bullshit.
Yeah, okay. Of the actual tapes, Claypool stated, quote, "I look at that video and I see somebody who's struggling with whether she's really sure." I don't know. She said she's 5,000% sure. But I don't think
she... She sat in the car and went straight to, how quickly can you do this?
Yeah, but he sees someone that was really struggling with it.
And she was even presented, he even asked her the question, are you sure? He gave her the out. Like, I mean, the damage was done at that point, but he gave her the out, and then she comes back, she retorts with, 5,000% sure.
Yeah, but her attorney said she was struggling.
Yeah, okay.
However, both Mike and Muhammad continued to deny that they ever had a plan to star in a reality show with Dahlia. In fact, Mike DiPolito told investigators that he had never even met Muhammad prior to this case.
Yeah, because he was banging his wife. If you're banging another guy, you don't introduce him to your husband. Yeah. Sorry. You don't.
He had no idea.
Unless it's just like,
unless
it's by chance, you know.
He had no idea that he existed at all until obviously all this came out.
And did he even know about Mike Stanley?
No.
Yeah, so there you go. Like, come on.
In February of 2016, Dahlia had a pretrial hearing, during which her attorneys were hoping to get her charges dropped completely. During this hearing, Dahlia spoke for the first time under oath about what she claimed had occurred. She told the judge, quote, "We worked together on an acting project. We were all going to work on an actor's presentation to put up on social media." However, this story did not go over well because following questioning from her own attorneys, the new prosecutor, Craig Williams, was able to cross-examine her. He demanded to know if this had indeed been an acting project, where was the script? Where were any production notes? He asked Dahlia, quote, "Where was your script this day?" Dahlia responded, "What do you mean, where was it? Like, girl, did I study?"
Yeah, bitch, if you're planning, you're going to have shit written down. It's going to, come on, like.
So Craig William repeats, "Where was it?" Dahlia replies, "It wasn't there. We looked at the script, but we didn't take it with us." Craig Williams then goes on to poke further holes in her defense, demanding to know that if Dahlia's plan had been to use all of this footage in a reality show, quote, "How come you can't see any of it?" Because all of the footage was filmed from a camera hidden in the back seat, so Dahlia is like barely visible. You can just kind of see her profile. So he's basically like, if this was all done on purpose, wouldn't you put the camera in the front where everyone could see you?
Wouldn't you have brought the script to your first trial?
Yeah. Dahlia responds, quote, "I wasn't the one taping it. I don't know."
Well, Dave? Ignorance is, you know.
She's certainly ignorant. Dave Ehrenberg, the state attorney for Palm Beach County, said of Dahlia on the stand, quote, Her true self shined through. She was so not convincing at the pretrial hearing under oath that the court ruled against her. So Dahlia's motion to dismiss the charges was denied, and she was forced to go through with a second trial 9 months later in December of 2016.
Wow.
Throughout the trial, the prosecution felt their case was so secure, they didn't even ask Mike DiPolito to testify a second time. They stuck to showing the jury the undercover police tapes, and they felt that this was strong enough evidence to convict Dahlia a second time. Surprisingly, Dahlia's attorneys abandoned her reality TV defense for the second trial.
Okay. Only in Florida, baby.
Instead, they focused on what they claimed was the misconduct of the Boynton Beach Police Department. They attempted to place all of the blame for what occurred on the police because they had allowed, ironically, another reality TV show into the case through their allowing the show Cops to film the entirety of everything. Brian Claypool later told 2020, quote, "The presence of the Cops TV show created a frenzy within the Boynton Beach Police Department to manufacture good television." In court, he told jury members, quote, "They tossed Dahlia DiPolito under the bus. They made this way more than it ever was, and they could care less about her constitutional rights." So now they're saying that the police were trying to frame her to make good TV.
Well, all you got to do is introduce that little speckle of doubt. So,
however, Stephanie Slater, the public information officer with the Boynton Beach Police Department, stated, quote, "Cops filming with the Boynton Beach Police Department had nothing to do with this investigation. It was just a coincidence as far as timing was concerned." During Brian Claypool's closing arguments, he goes on to drop a bombshell. He told the jury that if any of them did in fact find Dahlia guilty, they would not only be harming Dahlia, but also her infant son, who she would be separated from. So everybody was like, what kid?
She's pregnant, I guess.
He said, quote, "Give her," this is what he said in his closing statement. He said, "Give her that freedom back to go home to her family and her infant son." Everyone was shocked, as no one was aware that Dahlia DiPolito had had any children at all. Soon after, it was discovered that while Dahlia had been on house arrest, she'd been staying with her mother at her mother's condo, and while there, an appliance repairman had come to the home and had somehow managed to impregnate Dahlia during that time. And according to Dahlia, the pair had fallen in love.
What is this, an 80s porn video?
I swear. Yeah, the repairman came and she was
I'm
like,
"Here to fix your microwave."
And she was like, "Come here, big daddy." And then they had a baby.
Oh my God.
I swear you can't make this shit up.
I'm the plumber. I'm here to lay some pipe.
She got some pipe laid, all right.
Chicka-wa, chicka-wa, chicka-wa. God damn.
Shockingly, the jury came back following closing arguments on December 16th, 2016, and explained to the judge that they were unable to come to a unanimous decision regarding Dahlia's guilt.
No.
As a result, the judge, Glenn D. Kelly, was forced to declare a mistrial. He explained that there had been 3 votes for guilty and 3 votes for not guilty. Once again, Dahlia DiPolito walked free. However, immediately following the second trial, the state attorney, Dave Ehrenberg, announced that they would be taking Dahlia to a trial a third time. So, I guess third time's the charm, baby. He said, quote, "There was not a second when we thought we would let her go free. Not a second."
God bless him.
This time, prosecutors did decide to call Mike DiPolito back to the stand. That proved to be a good decision for the prosecution because this time, after only 90 minutes of deliberating,
God damn.
They were like, "We already know the answer. Let's get out of here and get some lunch." Dahlia was found guilty and she was sentenced to serve 16 more years behind bars. Dahlia is now due to be released in 2032. If she serves the entirety of that sentence, she would be 49 years old by the time she's released.
Unfucking real.
Of Dahlia, her former attorney, Brian Claypool, said, quote, "Dahlia in jail heads up a Bible study group. She misses her child dearly. Her mom has stepped up immensely to take care of her little boy. He's a preschooler, and he comes to visit his mom in jail at least once a month. And Dahlia has described him as being very playful, very happy, very outgoing. She is still determined to get a new trial and to get vindicated.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Dahlia and her attorney tried to appeal Dahlia's conviction through the Supreme Court, but the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear Dahlia's case. However, her attorneys claim they are still fighting for Dahlia and hope to get her released in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Insanely, after leaving her job as a prosecutor, Elizabeth Parker became friends with Mike DiPolito and agreed to become his personal attorney, and she helped Mike get off of probation. He also paid back all of the restitution that he owed his victims in full.
Good for him.
In 2017, Mike got engaged and seems to be living a happy and fulfilled life without Dahlia.
Not with the attorney, right?
No, it's another girl.
Okay.
Although he clearly has a type because it kind of looks like Dahlia. Like, oh, they look similar.
Right. Well, you know, people like what they like.
Elizabeth Parker explained, quote, "It's not been an easy journey for him. He truly thought that Dahlia was the love of his life."
Well, you know.
Strangely, on October 24th, 2001, Muhammad, the former lover of Dahlia who'd originally turned her into police, was found dead in his Sebring apartment. A cause of death was never publicly released, but he was only 40 years old at the time of his death.
And that was when? 2001?
2021.
Oh, 21, okay.
So kind of somewhat recently.
So last year. Damn.
Yeah, I tried to figure out what the cause of death was, but I couldn't find it anywhere.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's the story of Dahlia DiPolito.
Unreal. The second part of the appeal and stuff, I didn't realize that all that occurred. I had known vaguely about the story itself. Florida never disappoints.
She had to go to trial 3 times.
Wow. Well, they got her.
Yeah, they got her eventually, thank God. We have a question from Caroline.
Hello, Caroline.
So, hello, Caroline.
Sweet Caroline. Sorry.
I'm sure she's like, I fucking hate that.
I know, I fucking hate that. I can't believe they did that. Ew. Sorry, I won't say it. Never mind. No, I was going to say I'm a Red Sox fan, so. That's a 7th inning stretch song, so.
You never know. Maybe Caroline's dad was a Red Sox fan, and that's why they named her Caroline.
Maybe. You never know.
Caroline, let us know. So, her question's for me. So, she asked, Cassie, what is your profession? So
that's a question, all right.
I've done a lot of things, but most recently I was in education. So I was the academic director for a nonprofit. I've taught reading. I taught theater for a while. I taught visual art, but as of now I'm in school. So I'm trying to get my master's in English literature, and then I plan on teaching that.
Oh, it's your master's you're getting. I keep telling people PhD.
No, I do want to get that eventually, but.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly Logan's reaction. He's like, really, you're going to go to school again? I'm like, maybe I will.
You're going
to
be a career student. That's your profession.
Listen, I like to read things.
Okay. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying.
So,
remember that, though. Masters.
Yes. Specifically in English literature.
Okay. Does that translate into a paying job somehow?
Yeah, I'm going to teach English literature.
All right. Woo-hoo.
Eventually, you know.
Or not.
We'll see where the wind takes me. Who knows? I like to live life by the seat of my pants. So anyway, Caroline, that's the answer to your question. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
So until next week, bye!
Bye!